Iceland nationalizes Kaupthing Bank. From Wikinews, the free news source at wikinews.org. Thursday, October 9th, 2008. Iceland's Financial Services Authority has nationalized the Kaupthing Bank as a response to the financial crisis, which may result in a total collapse of the nation's economy. Kaupthing, together with Glitnir Bank and Landsbanki, owe a total of $61 billion, which is 12 times the estimated size of the economy of the Nordic country. The Financial Services Authority says Iceland will guarantee all domestic deposits and aims to provide a functioning domestic banking system by management of the banks. Iceland has asked for aid to Russia and the International Monetary Fund for loans to help guarantee these deposits. Icelandic equity markets have been closed until October 13th due to unusual market conditions, and the krona now appears to have itself failed after the collapse of an attempt to fix the exchange rate at 131 krona to the euro. According to Nordea Bank, Scandinavia's biggest lender, there was no trading of krona on the spot market today. The most recent figure for exchange is 340 to the euro, compared to 122 last month. Thomas Haggard Jensen, an economist of Copenhagen's Svenska Handelsbanken, indicated the Icelandic economy seems to be at the verge of a total collapse, and predicted it will take several years before Iceland's economy recovers enough for it to return to growth. Kaupthing itself requested the national takeover, which leaves most of the nation's banking sector under state control. The bank's board have resigned and left the authorities in control of the bank. The bank also has affiliates in Sweden and Finland. Swedish Kaupthing Bank's Vergi claimed to be unaffected, but Finland's Financial Services Authority temporarily shut down the Finnish affiliate. This sound file and all text in the article are released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license. This sound recording was made on Thursday, October 9th, 2008, by Kevin Fields.